Morning. Welcome to Christ Lutheran Church. Glad to have everybody here. We've got some returning members. We've got some returning visitors. We've got some first-time visitors. Welcome to all of you here at this house of worship and service. Glad to have you all here. There's even somebody visiting wearing a hat who has my sister's name, Beth. Yes. If you're wondering why that is in here today, it is the design for the Memorial Garden, which is on the southwest corner of the property. That means if you go out the doors and look to the left, there is a dumpster pad that we don't use. It has trees around it. The sidewalk is where that is, right next to it. And that builds out into the columbarium. There'll be some benches and a scatter area. You're voting on whether you want to spend the money to do that today. If you would like a copy of the design, a small copy, they're out there on the white table. There are some contracts for the two biggest piece of it, if you'd like all the detail, which are also out there on the table. The meeting takes place today, as called by Vicki, our council president, at 10 o'clock. So we'll break just quickly and wait for the folks who are coming in from the late service. If you're a visitor, you're welcome to come. You just can't vote, but you're welcome to take part in the discussion. That's one of the, see all you members, that's one of the benefits. You get to vote. Other than that, there's really nothing different. The total cost right now, the irrigation, is $1,200. We don't have that bid because we got involved with them, but he's a good guy, I know him. We're looking at probably a total cost around $26,575 to do the entire garden. Right now in capital funds, we have $65,345. So there's enough to cover it. And there's already been donations. A lot of it, Ron came in for Bev Blake's celebration of life. There's $2,565 already in designated money. So that would reduce the cost by that. So you got all that memorized? Good. We're going to have the costs up on the monitors. Again, Ann is going to lead the presentation. Vicki will run the meeting. And Judy Conover will be here to answer your financial questions as co-chair of finance. I was surprised. A lot of you noticed in the bulletin that doesn't need to be up now. Thank you. Please take that down. Please take that down. Yes, I want that down. Bob, please take that. Thank you. We'll get to that at 10 o'clock. Testing. Yes. A lot of you already noticed there's no announcement section in your bulletin today. I'm actually glad this happened because we always wonder how much of you scour that. That's a really good sign. Michelle, they are paying attention. Good. Michelle's computer started to malfunction and she took it into MMD and it really malfunctioned and they have had it for over a week, almost a week and a half. They are having the worst time transferring the data from the hard drive. It was still running when she took it in. And it also corrupted the backup for the hard drive. So we no longer have what's called church windows. We no longer have your names, your addresses, your emails. I know where you are. Lou Lickis is going to help us with some of the birthday and anniversary things. We have to rebuild that database. We do have phone rosters. So if any of you are like data input people, you wouldn't mind doing that to help, because there's quite a few people involved with this church. If you looked at the phone roster, it's going to have to be rebuilt. That's the one piece we know of that they were not able to salvage. But isn't it great about technology? We had a backup so that that wouldn't happen, and the hard drive corrupted the backup. So I'm saying to myself, what good is the backup if it doesn't say there's something wrong? No one will answer that question from the technology field. So hopefully we'll have her computer back. As a preemptive strike, we got rid of the financial treasurer's computer. We bought a new one and got that laptop already back onto a brand new hard drive. So just FYI, that one's up and running so we don't lose any of the financial data. We don't care who you are. We just want to know how much you give to the church. I am just kidding. So, again, thank you for keeping us in your prayers in the office. We are very blessed to find out why Yolanda East was not here for Mother's Day. If you were here, she was coming from Shepherd's Lighthouse. She finally was able to send me an email. Please keep her and her family in your prayers. She had a family emergency that day. She was very apologetic. I said, you don't need to apologize for a family emergency. Her husband and her take care of her husband's brother, and his name is Kenny, and he has stage 4 jaw cancer. And something happened that morning so that she had to stay home. They're caring for him in the house. So if you'd like to reach out to Yolanda, you can send a card up to Shepherd's Lighthouse as she takes care of that. Thank you for giving blood last week. We are very blessed to have 14 people try, and 11 were able to give. And that's really good. They shoot for at least 10. So to get 14 trying is a good day. So thank you. And I think the appointment process is working out better now, isn't it, Buck? Yeah, we got that fixed. So we're now going to take a quiet minute to prepare hearts and minds for worship. For those of you who are our first-time visitors with us today, we're going to move into the worship folder section of your bulletin. It's easier if you pull the announcement pieces out. That way, when we turn to page 3, you'll be able to follow us clearly for the prayer of the world. We continue worship with the apostolic greeting at the top of page 2. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We come together in confession. In the holy name of Jesus, who makes a way for us in the wilderness of our lives as our great good shepherd, walks with us and guides us in our pilgrimage. Amen. Holy Jesus, we confess that at times we wander far from you. At times we do not trust your promises. At times we ignore God your Father's prophetic messengers in our midst. At times we squander our inheritance of your forgiveness, grace, mercy, and peace. And at times we fail to recognize you in our midst. Have mercy on us, forgive us, and by the Holy Spirit's power, turn us again to you. Continue to teach us to follow in your ways. Assure us again of your love, and guide us to love and serve you and our neighbors. Amen. Beloved in Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit's power, the Holy Word, Jesus continues to gather us and grants us his salvation. We remain grounded in Jesus' forgiveness, grace, mercy, love, and peace. In Jesus' holy name, our sins are forgiven. Jesus journeys with us and teaches us how to live in his love and serve him and our neighbors. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the day, praying it together. Let us pray. O God, our Father, you gave your only Son, Jesus, our Savior and Lord, to suffer death on his cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you deliver us from the power of sin, death, and the evil one. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to make us die every day to our sin, so that we live with you and the Holy Spirit forever in the joy of Jesus' resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As we pray the prayer for the world together, of course, we continue to keep the war in Ukraine in our prayers for the Lord's solutions there, and also the 3 mass murder shootings that occurred in this country, basically over a span of 7 days. Most of the talk is only about Buffalo, New York, but there was a church shooting, a racially motivated Chinese person who hates Taiwanese, who killed people having lunch in a church in Laguna Woods, California. And so we keep them in our prayers. There's a heroic doctor there who confronted the gunman and got him on the ground and was killed. So the face of evil, there is always heroic people, such as this store guard up there in Buffalo, New York. And then there were just some folks trying to eat at McDonald's in Chicago, Illinois. So keep those things in prayer, because we know the evil one is out there, but the Lord has more power. Let us pray together. Let us pray for all victims of any forms of violence, terror, human trafficking, and all displaced people. All victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence. all victims of natural disasters or human-made disasters, all victims of war or warlike activity, conflict, oppression, and strife, including in Afghanistan, Syria, Ukraine, and Yemen. Gracious God, our Father of healing and wholeness, through the power of the Holy Spirit, bring relief in every way you see fit for those impacted by natural disasters, human-made disasters, conflicts, persecutions, and wars. Empower all peoples to reach out to those impacted through the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we admit our human frailties and recognize we live in a fallen creation. Restore us each and every way as you see fit, so that your will is done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Rise, you're able for the reading of the gospel. It's the top insert if you'd like to follow there. It's up here on the monitors as well. Ann is our gospel lector this morning. Everybody say good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
She gets really fired up about the Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Good morning. I'm okay? As Jesus talks of returning to God his Father, he promises to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will teach Jesus' followers to remind them of all that Jesus taught. Even more, those in whom Jesus makes a home will experience his freedom, justice, peace, and overcome fear. Alleluia! Christ is risen!
Christ is risen indeed!
Alleluia! The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and will come to them, and will make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so when it does occur, you may believe." Alleluia! Christ is risen!
Christ is risen indeed! Alleluia!
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
You may be seated. Give Anne a big amen.
Amen.
We'll see if she's that excited about the Memorial Garden presentation. Let us pray. Father, as we collectively proclaimed on behalf of you and the Holy Spirit and your Son, Alleluia, Christ is risen, Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia, we never stray from his horrific crucifixion that also released us from our sins as he entered into hell and took the weight of the sin of the world upon himself, and patiently waited for you to raise him up so that his tomb was empty. May we always bow our knee to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this often troubled world, you are our beacon of hope. You are our light. You are the truth and the way, and you send us out into the troubled world to proclaim it. We worship and we serve. May we boldly do so as we know the Holy Spirit gives us the words as our advocate, our comforter, our helper, our guide. We have the power of God within us and in our fingertips, and may we use it to proclaim not only Christ crucified, but risen, and that serving him makes your kingdom, this world, a better place. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, it's the sixth Sunday of Easter. The season of Easter is flying by, isn't it? The sixth Sunday of Easter, and next Sunday will be the seventh Sunday of Easter. And we will be in chapter 17 of this gospel, the very last verses, if you'd like to look ahead. We're also going to celebrate this coming Thursday, the Ascension of our Lord, next Sunday. And if you'd like to come here to celebrate it, it's your chance to worship with St. Anne Catholic Church. They are having a service at 11 o'clock for the Ascension of our Lord here this Thursday. These are the three Sundays in Easter, last Sunday, today, and next Sunday, where we have, prior to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, these wonderful stories that occur in five chapters of this gospel. It is the last night of his life. These are incredibly important to this gospel writer, St. John. Chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 are the only ones where we get this extended discourse of Jesus teaching and loving his disciples and loving his Father's world. And remember that Judas has already gone out into the night. Jesus has washed the disciples' feet. We know he's instituted the Lord's Supper, and he took a piece of bread and dipped it in the bowl and gave it to Judas Iscariot, and off he goes. This theology that we're studying here and the depth of it is incredible good news. And I've always believed that our Father in heaven wanted us to know what his Son was doing, according to this gospel, on the last night of his life, and that he came into his Father's world, according as well to this gospel, to save it and not condemn it. Because if there is any condemnation in this gospel, in these chapters, I can't find it anywhere. I think that's incredible good news, don't you? No, you're excited this morning. Anne got you riled up with the alleluias. Oh, technology, you gotta love it. But you should also be always excited to learn from the gospel and dig into it. I'm hoping and praying, as I do this just about every Sunday, that you skidded on your theological brakes at the beginning of this gospel when Anne read something about this other Judas. We believe it's the inner circle of Jesus. Sometimes the disciples' names are different. We believe this is the 11 remaining, and this person happens to have a name that we didn't know. Did you pass the quiz on the naming the 12 disciples when you had confirmation? I'll bet you didn't write there were two Judases, but this Judas is part of that circle somehow. But you should be excited, because it says, Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot. Well, what was the question? Is anybody interested? You get the answer, but it's kind of hard to figure out the answer if you don't know the question. At least in my theological opinions. That's why you dive into these things. Ooh. You'll find that Jesus was teaching almost the exact same thing in chapter 14, just prior to today's text, before Judas, not Iscariot, asked the question. Beginning in verse 15, see how familiar this is to what Anne read. If you, my disciples, love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask my Father, and he will give you another helper, the Spirit of truth, to stay with you forever. The world cannot receive him because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him because he remains with you and lives in you. That's important words. And lives in you. I will not leave you alone. I will come back to you. In a little while the world will see me no more, but you will see me. And because I live, you also will live. When that day comes, you will know that I am in the Father and that you are in me, just as I am in you. Whoever accepts my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. My Father will love him who loves me. I too will love him and reveal myself to him. And now we get the question. Judas, not Iscariot, of course, says, Lord, how can it be that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And then you get today's gospel. And the theological pivot that Jesus is doing to here is a remarkable thing about our loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are the only faith on the face of the earth that has that teaching from Jesus today. Did you notice what he said? I am going to make my home with and in you. God Almighty is saying, if you accept my Son, then I will enter you as the Father and be with you, and I will point you to my Son through the power of the Holy Spirit. And because you're created in my image, I'm not only going to save you, but I'm going to give you the power to change the world. It's the wonderful teaching. On the night he's going to be betrayed by the same people he's teaching this, I am coming to you. And then, of course, he can say, my peace I give you, because there is no peace without the Lord at the center of our lives, which gives us the Holy Spirit, much to the great joy of the Father. And that's why I get excited about these things each morning. Who am I, the sinner that I am, Dave Connell, to have Christ Almighty, my Lord and Savior, inside me, in my heart, my mind, and soul, sometimes happy with me, sometimes not, but never leaving me, because I've accepted him as Lord and Savior. And I know the Holy Spirit has given me that power, and gives the same power to you. Pentecost is coming up in 2 weeks. That's one of my favorite Sundays. If I could figure out a way to have the wonderful wind come through here, we'll turn the air down real cold, and then have those tongues of fire come, probably scare everybody to death. You know, I'm a little charismatic. Gotta love it. This is incredible good news. And Jesus is clear. I'm giving you this, my peace, which is his freedom and justice and his eternal life. And it's not something the world can give you. It's clear, without him having to say anything, that chasing after worldly things is going to get you no ultimate peace. What we have, whatever it is a gift from God. And if we have the Lord at the center, we can joyously live it out. You do know this place was built on that. Right. But there's something else he's teaching. When I read the verses that we didn't have, it says there will be some in the world who won't have my peace because they won't know me. That should be worrisome to us. That should challenge us to go out and bring others into the home of Christ. Not only this place, but in here. Because Jesus confirms the home. When I read these verses to you last week, my peace, I leave you. He comes back to them, doesn't he? In chapter 20, which we have every second Sunday. And yeah, theology is like going around the mountain with a train. I'm going to keep reading them until you memorize them all. It was late on that evening on the resurrection of Jesus when Mary Magdalene had already told them that he spoke her name at the empty tomb. This is just a couple of nights after the last night of his life. And he said, I'm coming to you, didn't he? And the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. And you know, I always preach, I think they were afraid of him. Peace be with you, as Jesus said to the 10 who were there. Thomas arrives later. After saying this, he showed him his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. He told them. This was what was going to happen. Isn't that exciting? He said this, and then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive it where? Heart, mind, and soul. They already have it in this gospel, and he told them, if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Father, and you have the Son. This is exciting. No one seems excited about this today. The power of God is within each one of us, not only saving us, but sending us. Don't you? I don't have anything to volunteer for you today. I'm glad you are. And think about the power he gives. Think about the power he gives. We've already confessed our sins, haven't we? I have the words of absolution. I have no power to forgive your sins. But this gives clergy the right to do so. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. And I have yet to find anybody who's clergy who has ever told me, yeah, I used that gospel and I'm not forgiving that person of their sins. Only Jesus gets to do that part, don't you think? So aren't you glad? Aren't you glad Jesus is home? Aren't you glad the Holy Spirit's stirring you up? Aren't you glad you have that power and the Father is smiling? Because Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be worried. There are going to be people in the world who have not received Him as Lord and Savior. And they're all over the place. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be worried. Jesus said, expect things like wars, which we are seeing the atrocities occur in Ukraine and other places. He didn't have to say, expect mass shootings on racial divides, but he was admitting that those things are going to happen. Why? He has told us today. Because those people do not have him as their Lord and Savior at home with them. They've accepted somebody else, in my theological opinion. You hear me preach this all the time. There is good and evil. And without the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in with and through us, we are susceptible to what happened in Chicago or Buffalo or California or anywhere else. And it's biblical. I'm not just making this stuff up on Sundays. Aren't you glad? Jesus teaches earlier in St. Matthew's Gospel in chapter 12 and in St. Luke's Gospel, which we're going to move back into after we get through the season of Easter and Pentecost and start going on the rest of the year in those teachings. In chapter 11, Jesus teaches it in those two Gospels, and it is point blank clear. It is three verses in each one. And Jesus teaches from St. Luke chapter 11, verses 24, 25, and 26. When an evil spirit goes out of a man, it travels over dry country looking for a place to rest. If it can't find one, it says to itself, I will go back to my house, my home, which I left. So the evil demon goes back and finds the home clean and all fixed up. Then it goes out and brings seven other spirits, even worse than itself. And they come and live in that home, that person. So that man is in worse shape when it is all over than he was in the beginning. And therefore, in my theological opinion, people will do racist things and hate, including murder, because they don't have him at home. But we're not off the hook because of that, are we? We are to go out and witness. Now, we're going to try something this morning. Don't worry, it doesn't involve you. Your only worry is it involves technology. We got an update from Ken and Don Bishop, who have made their home in Kosovo, which is mostly an Islamic country. They are the only Christian missionaries in this piece of Kosovo. But they brought us 2 minutes of good news. At the end of Ramadan, if we can get it queued up, Bob, by giving the bishops a big amen. Amen. They started in Albania, and that house church is still going. Did you notice something that they said that theologically is important that Jesus is doing today, and he does after his resurrection? Pass the baton. Pass the baton. They are building a self-sustaining place there. Pray for Ben, who is mentioned, that he continues to hear the word of God. They are the only Christian missionaries in that town. We take churches for granted, don't we? Don't we? Their calling is to do that. They gave up their careers and everything. And they're so thankful for us sending cards. Their kids are grown up and out of college. They said, well, you can take them off the list because we never know where they are. But they said, thank you, as they said here, for praying for us. And if you want to keep us on the anniversary and birthday card list, they updated their address in Kosovo. If you'd like to send them a note, please call Michelle in the office. It's a little different than the phone roster. And it's not in church windows at all because we don't have that anymore. They thanked us for that. Can you imagine what it's like being there when you're the only Christians around trying to bring people And all of a sudden you get a Christian birthday card. Amen and hallelujah. Pass the baton. But what about us here? We're going to vote on something a little later on, around 10-ish, if you want to build this wonderful memorial garden that Ann did all the work on behalf of the church and property and council. Give Ann a big amen. Amen. This place was built on being a home for the Lord and a home for service so that we could be regenerated here on Sunday mornings in worship, whether you come now or at 10:30. It's also a home for St. Anne, for Girl Scouts, for AA. You hear me say that all the time, don't you? That's passing the baton. This hymn from Marty Hogan that I want to read, we sang this at the dedication of this building in December of 2019. If you're visiting, it was long before this section was finished, which was May 2nd, dedicated this year. Can you believe you almost threw your first Easter season here? Somebody should say amen and hallelujah. My heavens, people. Would you rather go back to the bingo hall? The last time Ken and Don Bishop were in town here, they have family in Florida. They visited us at the bingo hall. If you're visiting, we affectionately call that the bingo hall over there at Orange Blossom Hills Community Center. And no, that's not in the Villages. This hymn is called All Are Welcome, and I think most of you know it well. But listen to how he begins, and think what Jesus said today about finding us and making a home with us, with his Father and the Holy Spirit, but making this place the same thing. Let us build a house. Let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live, a place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Build on hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. Here the love of Christ shall end divisions. All are welcome. All are welcome. All are welcome in this place. Second stanza. Let us build a house. Are you notice something here? Where prophets speak, which is the entire biblical witness of the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures. And words are strong and true. Where all God's children dare to seek to dream God's reign anew. Here the cross shall stand as witness and a symbol of God's grace. Here is one we claim the faith of Jesus. All are welcome. All are welcome. All are welcome in this place. And finally, let us build a house where love is found in water, wine, and wheat. A banquet hall on holy ground where peace and justice meet. Here the love of God through Jesus is revealed in time and space as we share in Christ the feast that frees us. All are welcome. All are welcome. All are welcome in this place. Jesus taught it today. My peace I give to you. And embedded is that, is grab your baton and go pass it to somebody else. That is so exciting. Who are we to be asked by Jesus to do anything? And he says, I love you. I called you. You're my sheep. And I give you the power of the Holy Spirit to do so. If that doesn't make you tingle, if that doesn't make you excited, if that doesn't make you realize that created in the image of God, God knows who each and every one of us are and all the hair or the hair we don't have on our heads. And then he sends us and he says, I'll give you the power and I'll give you the words. You can change the world for my son. And that's exciting. Thanks be to God. Amen. We are going to continue. It's up on the monitors. Well, rise as you're able. If you'd like to follow along in the bulletin, it's on page 3 with the Apostles' Creed. Living together in faith, trust, and hope, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As I get the Lord's table ready this morning, some other good news for you. I understand that the concert went really well with John Steed last week. I understand he told a little of his witness story. Apparently the Lord has found a home in his heart, soul, and mind. Isn't that cool? Now if I can just get him to switch to rock from country. Carolyn Wright has also been able to reach out to the pastors Echo. We support their mission work. They're here in the States right now, in India, where they built a seminary and teaching facility. They want to come visit us this year. Isn't that cool? We'll get them here. If you'd like to follow along with the communion liturgy, you'll find it on page 3 of your worship folder. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, to preach good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, our Lord Jesus took the cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out the Holy Spirit, that by this Holy Communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray as we sing the Lord's Prayer. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Thanks be to God. Amen. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to strengthen us and keep us in his grace and the power of the healing Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. Rise as you're able for the blessing. It's up there on the monitors. It's also on the back of your worship folder on page 4 if you'd like to read it from there. Let us pray together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, "Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are Jesus strong. Amen." Shine, Jesus, shine. It's up there on the monitors if you like the hymnal, 671. And shine, Jesus, shine. Think of it as taking that home of the Lord and the Father and the Holy Spirit and getting it in that baton and passing it to someone else so they can pass it on to someone else, so they can pass it on to someone else. And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to do so. For those of you who are staying for the meeting, it will begin pretty quickly after we have the dismissal here. There's the costs up there. Thank you, Bob, on the monitors. Continue to bring Christ to all people today and every day. Go in peace. Share the good news that Christ has made a home in us and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and may we pass it on to others. We will, with thanks to God. Amen. Have a great week.